Today I'm visiting with the author of the book that I mentioned in the message, Denise Uimana. Welcome to the program, Denise.
Thank you.
Denise, in your book, From Red Earth, A Rwandan Story of Healing and Forgiveness, you tell a gripping story about that genocide in 1994, which took the lives of many of your friends and family members, including your husband. Yet by a miracle of God's grace, you and your three sons survived. Afterward, however, you faced the challenge of returning to your hometown. Denise, help us understand what made seeing your neighbors in your hometown so difficult.
Thank you for the question. First, I want to tell you that the genocide was planned against the Tutsi. And of course, after the genocide, it was not easy for me to go back in the place where I experienced the hell on the earth. And it was Bugarama. I had many reasons which hindered me to return there. The most obstacles I had was to live in the area where I lost my relatives, my friends, and all my belongings. And I had also difficult to trust again people there and my surrounding. It was very hard and very difficult. Because at the place, I was dehumanized. I was called snake, like other Tutsi, crocodiles, spiders. So I knew all people who were involved in the genocide. Most, I would say most, directly or indirectly. I was wounded, of course, because of my church rejected me during the genocide. So I had difficulties, many difficulties, and many also reasons to have fear to go back there again.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, in the book, you say that your parents had encouraged you to live elsewhere and to find employment in a different town, but you said that you felt that God was calling you to return to the place where all this happened. Would you tell us about how you wrestled with God during this time? Mm-hmm.
Returning Bugarama was not a big problem to go there because God told me during the genocide that I will return that place. He spoke through a Hutu woman who was a Christian called Seraphine. She's even still alive today. She told me that God told her, I will return to Simerwa to work in the cement company. And there, it will be also a source of a blessing for me. That was not a big issue because I was remembering the promise I got from God. When I arrived at Bugarama, there was a big problem and the big issues for me when I arrived there because I started to live again the struggle I faced during the genocide. I was in the place where I lost my relatives, and there I struggled much with God, and there I started to ask God to struggle with God, why you allowed that more than 1 million people, Tutsi, were murdered, and where were you? I've met also even God guilty because I was taught God is able as a Christian, and I was expecting him to protect the Tutsi or to protect my husband, my relatives. And there I started to struggle really with God. That was the big issues I faced when I was there in Bugarama. And also at that time, I would say I was still even so traumatized, and all my feeling and my emotions were filled of even of hate, I would say that.
So you were struggling, seeing these people who had committed these atrocities and filled with hate, but you felt like God had brought you there for a purpose. What did you feel like the purpose for you to be there was?
The purpose, of course, I got to know it slowly and by slowly, because When I survived, I was such a weak person, a traumatized person. I could even not believe that I still live myself. Sometimes if I even touch my body to feel that I'm alive. Being there, slowly but slowly, I start again to think about myself and how I survived. The first feeling is that first feeling was first to struggle with God, and other feelings came to think how my life will be in Bugarama, how I live again as a Christian, because I was a Christian. Even though I was feeling that God rejected me, but he was with me, he never let me. And I started to pray, normal prayer, to ask God to help me to live in Bugarama, to help me to live with these people, because it was not easy, not at all, living in the place when you see people telling you, you see the news, this is the one who killed your, who came to kill in your house. This is the ones, people who plundered everything in your house. Your refrigerator is in this house. Your furniture are in this house. So I was receiving many informations from people which disturbed me. And I saw that for my own strength, I cannot overcome without come back to God again. So I started to pray and to ask God to be with me, to help me, because I did not even want to take back those furniture which was taken, because I was feeling they are full of curse, they are full of blood, yeah, of people who were killed. I did not even want to have them. I was praying. When I was praying, and I feel so that my prayer did not really reach to God. I think God was very far from me, and I started to fast. And when I was fasting, at the time I was feeling now that God was speaking to me slowly, and I feel again connection to God. And I feel God was showing even my guilty, my sins, because in me, even though I was a survivor, I was not only guilty. So I was feeling of resentment, I was feeling was hate. So God was working in me much, and he sent to me even people from the Hutu friends of neighbors to come to me to pray for me. Themselves, they told me, oh, Denise, God told us, we shall come to you to pray for you. And I did not say no. They came and they prayed for me, and they went. If they come back, they pray for me. For me, I did not really catch what will come the next, even though because of a deep trauma, because of course during the genocide God gave me many promises, but after the genocide, because of the trauma I had, it went slowly. I went to God, come back home praying, crying, because during the genocide we did not have time to cry. So it was a mixture of many things: darkness, not seeing what will come tomorrow. Even though in our neighborhood, who fled the country to neighbor country, Burundi or Congo, well, even coming back to kill the rest of survivors. So at that time, after genocide in Bugarama, it was not easy for me. My decision of not go far from God, even though staying close to God, seeking the mercy of God, seeking his face, helped me also to come close to me and to know how to cope with my neighbors, even to cope with those people who were from a church, who rejected me, even though those who were killers, they were involved or not involved. Some fled the country, but another stayed in the country. So at that time also, it helped me really to be close to God and to seek the face to God. Even though I was struggling and hating the Hutu, but I was still seeking the face of God.
In your book, you mentioned that when you were praying and seeking God's face in that way, that it occurred to you that Jesus doesn't want anyone to miss out on God's mercy. How did that truth lead you through those difficult times?
I learned that God loves, or that Jesus loves everyone according to how God was leading me to love again my enemies. Because it's the place where we know each one knows each one. We know each other, and everyone knows Denise. And everyone was could not understand how Denise survived, because my suffering did not start in April. It started already before, in October 1919. So everyone knows my history. But being there, seeing that even those who were enemies coming to me, for example, there was a woman who fled the country and come back, you know, with everything, where they plundered, they killed, and they fled the country, they come back, they have nothing. The woman come seeking support to me in my home. And when I saw her, I could not believe, is it possible that this woman dare to come to me? But I opened the door, I welcomed her in my sitting room, and then I went in my bedroom. I knelt before my bed where I used to pray. I said, is this possible, God? This people or this woman dare to come to me? But the voice of God told me, Denise, you survive by grace. Give those people chance to know that they have done wrong. They are guilty. Help them, because you survive by the grace of God. And for me, at that time, I was struggling to God, because I was saying, God, no, these people, they are no longer people. They are no more people. They are animals. I started to insult them because of how I was feeling. But the voice of God also showing me, please give them a chance. I have done what I could do for you. I fulfilled my promises. Give them also chance. And then it was the time God was also helping me, because of my prayer and also my time with him, helped me also to reconcile, because I started also to confess my sins, my hate. And also God spoke to me through a Bible verses from Acts of Apostles, chapter 26, verse 16 to 18, where he said, stand up. It said, stand up. I appear you to appoint you to be my servant. I'm sending you to your own people and to foreigner people. You will testify what you have seen and what I'm going to show you. You will help them to come from darkness to the light. And that time, when I received this message, and also I saw the love of God. I saw the love of God, that God does not only love us as victims, he loves also those who became killers or perpetrators of the family of the killers. He wants to give them a chance to confess their sins. So, and God, I will see that God, he was leading me to forgive them and also to overcome the evil with good. And it things which I did in my town, and I lived not by word, but by deed also.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Denise. If you wanted to read more about what Denise experienced with the love of God, even in the most unimaginable pain and suffering. The book's titled From Red Earth, A Rwandan Story of Healing and Forgiveness. Thank you again, Denise.
Thank you.